Of the five people who are confirmed dead, up to three may be Australians. Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison broke the news to his country early this morning.
Yesterday, there were 24 Australians enjoying a wonderful cruise in New Zealand, taking in those sights together, enjoying life, a peaceful time. They are aged between 17 and 72. And they took the option of a tour to White Island, which many Australians have done in the past, and indeed I have on an occasion many years ago. The eruption that took place on that day, we know, based on the reports that we've received from the Prime Minister, we can confirm has taken at least five lives. Of the 24 Australians, we've been able to ascertain overnight and this morning that 13 of those Australians are hospitalised across multiple hospitals in New Zealand. There are 11 Australians that are still unaccounted for, and that we fear of the five deceased persons that three of those, up to three, are Australians.